Peter Kiriko says today is a game-changer event for North Bay. North Bay's mayor was referring to the recently approved Recreation and Community Center project, which was approved by North Bay City Council in November. The blustery conditions at the future site for the new center could not wipe the smile off the face of Kiriko as he addressed the crowd prior to the official groundbreaking for the $63 million project, which is expected to open in August of 2026 at the Steve O. Mitchell Sports Complex on the south end of North Bay. "This is the first time the city of North Bay has built something of this magnitude since 1955 when Memorial Gardens was built, so this will change the landscape for our kids, for our grandkids, and certainly for generations to come," Kiriko told the media. "It is a community space, the sign says it all, a place for everyone, and that is what it truly will be. A community center for everyone, and we cannot wait until August of 2026 when this thing officially opens." Kiriko credits council for making it happen. "It was council that said, let's get this done. And that was one of their biggest priorities, to get this facility underway, get it built, get it open for our community, and of course the dedication of all of council and our deputy mayor," said Kiriko about the facility, which will include a twin-pad ice arena. The Recreation and Community Center is being supported by a total federal contribution of over $35 million, covering more than 50% of the project costs. This includes over $25.7 million from the Green and Inclusive Community Buildings Program and over $9.4 million from the city's strategic allocation of its annual Canada Community Building Fund over several years. Anthony Rota, Nipissing Timiskaming MP, is glad to see the project finally break ground, after making the initial federal funding announcement back in the summer of 2022. "It has been a long struggle and there have been a lot of adjustments, but we have a community that worked together," explained Rota. "There were some disagreements, but there were a lot more agreements, and finally everything came together and here we are breaking ground, and I think we can all be very proud of it." Kiriko credited Rota for his help in the project. "We knew when it came in over $75 million that it was not acceptable for the taxpayers of North Bay, and with the help of our MP Anthony Rota, who was lobbying the government to make sure the $26 million for the Green Fund stayed in place, and that is why we are doing this today. So to Anthony, we thank him so much for his dedication and the work he did to maintain that funding was a game breaker," noted Kiriko. See related. $63 million Twin Pad Arena and Community Center approved. See related. User groups applaud Twin Pad Arena project approval. The city is also directing $1.5 million in contributions from the Ontario Lottery and Gaming Corporation toward the Recreation and Community Center project, funds received as part of its share of revenue from hosting Cascades Casino. OLG is proud of the support provided to the City of North Bay through the Municipality Contribution Agreement, said Kathleen Devine, OLG's Senior Municipal Relations Manager, in a release. "This includes support for critical infrastructure such as the new Recreation and Community Center, and local programs and community festivals. Each and every year, 100% of OLG profits are reinvested in Ontario to support provincial priorities and help build stronger communities. When you play at an Ontario casino, like Cascades Casino North Bay, you play for Ontario." MURF recognized. Another handful of volunteers who worked on a feasibility study about the arena project, which started back in 2013, were on hand to witness the groundbreaking. Mike Finner, an original member of the group along with being a local minor hockey board member, thanked a multitude of volunteers and user groups for advocating for a facility like this one to be built. With files from Stu Campaign.